Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it feels so good to be back again. I've been thinking about time, I've been thinking about space. I know I might sound crazy, but I'm trying to get down in a real good space. I just want to be safe, I just want to feel good every morning, every single damn morning that I wake. I've been looking for a place where the sun shines all the time, good loving in my soul's what I crave. I ain't worried about the hay. Last year was a good year for you, girl. I've been keeping up with the pace. Don't be coming with the bull. Had a good year, now it's time to see my face. Ain't worried about the face. Kinda over all the hard times I've been through.
Love brought me to,
and I finally feel loose. My heart I choose. My heart been broke down in the dirt, and I finally see through.
Red hands feel focused. I'm done being broken.
Talk about love, real love. You're the only thing that get me up.
I'm high,
I'm so far up that I could fly.
Watch me fly.
Keep me high in your blue sky. It's about damn time. I just wanna be high. You're making me high. I'm feeling real good, cause your love been deep down working in my soul.
I ain't never felt this damn hole.
Politics, they kill me,
yep,
but your love can heal me. Cause your love feel good when I'm down, you can pick me up. I ain't never in the dust, got me falling deep down in your love.
Love, family, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my Enlightened King, Chris Enlightened. We are back.
Back.
Say what's up to the family, Chris.
What's going on, family? How y'all been doing? I haven't been on the radio, but I've been winning. We've been winning. I'm here to tell y'all.
We are back, man. We need an applause.
Yeah, we do.
got a new time.
New time.
We got some new things going on.
A lot of new things going on.
So we decided, you know, why not fall in line and just do something a little different?
Right.
You know, we've been away for a while.
We've been away for like 5 weeks.
About 5 weeks.
I'm a life path five. Black sheep of the numbers. Black sheep of the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Some things don't change.
You know. I'm who I am or who I was before I got here.
Yeah, so let's catch the family up because we've been gone for a while. We've been getting a lot of people hitting us up left and right. What's up with the show?
Yeah.
We need some twin flame in our life. What's going on? You guys coming back? You know, it's hard, you know, when...
Challenging.
It's challenging.
It's challenging.
After you come back from a Tybro seminar, you realize you just need a break and you got to put in some work.
When you get an information overload dump like that, it's like you really need time to just let it settle in. It's kind of like when you're making yeast rolls. You roll them up and you have to let them sit for a couple hours and then you bake them. So we've been sitting and now we're about to bake on y'all.
We're about to rise.
Ooh, as we rise. As we rise. But we've been all over the country, all over the place, man. We've been everywhere. From coast to coast, pretty much.
Pretty much. We've been traveling a lot lately. We've been doing a lot of things. We've been putting in a lot of work.
I'm a best-selling author now.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Poverty Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Best-selling author. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You've been writing books. We've been doing a lot of spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on our own projects.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a lot of things going on. So we just needed some time to kind of regroup. Mm-hmm. But we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
In your face. One more time, baby. I wish I could see her face when she says that. She puts everything in that.
So, like we do every show, we're going to keep that tradition the same. We're going to talk about, you know, like what we've been up to.
Yeah, oh well. I know I published my book, Poverty Consciousness. I've been on a bunch of radio shows all over the country. I'm working on my next book. I'll release the title sometime next year. I'm like 30 pages in. I don't want to, you know, I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm going to do at least one book a year until I die. That's just how it goes for me.
Yeah, we're definitely going to build on that because that's the topic of the show, Poverty Consciousness with Christopher Huffman. And if you don't know who Christopher Huffman is, he's a.k.a. Chris and Lee.
A.k.a. God, a.k.a. God, a.k.a. the stuff. I've never been called a bat before. It sounds good, though.
So silly.
I'm always in a jovial mood.
Mm-hmm.
I've been helping a lot of people lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been helping people get work. I mean, I've done over 40 resumes in the past 2 months. And 39 of those people have gotten jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one person that haven't got the job, they're on disability right now. And as soon as they get off disability, they'll be able to get work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Making more money than ever before. So if you need my services, look me up. Chris, the number 3, Huffman at gmail.com or The Enlightened. I was looking at your pretty brown eyes. I was like, wow, I forgot what I was about to say. I can be reached at the Chris Enlightened at gmail.com. I started looking at your face. It was like, ooh. It's been 23 years, but I still be like, ooh, man. I'm telling you, man, you better get you somebody you love.
For all of our new viewers here at Twin Flame Radio, in case you didn't figure it out already, Chris and I are a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for 23 years. Mm. We've known each other about, what, 25?
I don't know. Since we were 15.
Since we were little kids. So
26 years.
Since we were little kids.
Mm-hmm. I seen you with a little kid walking down the street. I was like, ooh, I'm about to marry that. Man.
And here at Twin Flame Radio, our focus is, you know, building on spirituality, helping you to come into enlightenment. We talk a lot about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how to pronounce words correctly.
Mm-hmm. Giving light.
Giving light.
Expanding consciousness.
Yes. And having lots of joy.
Lots of joy. That's everything.
We love to laugh. We're always laughing. We're always, you know, cracking jokes. It's
mm-hmm.
just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what gods do. They laugh.
They laugh. Some gods laugh for thousands of years.
That's true.
I laugh for thousands of seconds. You know what I mean? I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
But, yes, we are back. We have a new time, so we will be here every Sunday evening, 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
We will only be on for an hour
mm-hmm.
going forward, though. We used to do 2 hours, and 2 hours was really draining.
Yeah, it dries your mandible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. So we're going to cut it down to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We still will be taking calls. We
mm-hmm.
still will be sharing a lot of light, so
mm-hmm.
nothing is really changing there. If you are online and you have a question, you want to come through and say what's up, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line and you have a question or you just want to come through and say, hey, press the number 1 and we'll bring you on the line.
And I want the family to know this, although we're talking about poverty consciousness today and on any show, we answer any and all questions.
Oh, yeah.
Any and all questions. We don't always do readings. But on reading shows, you can ask for a reading. But this isn't a reading show.
This is not a reading show.
Yeah, every show we get,
y'all doing readings today?
No, not today.
You sure?
<He's so silly.
laughs> All right.
All right. Well, he's so silly.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into this show. I gotta say, though, I'm like really full right now. That dinner you made was amazing.
That dinner I made was amazing. We, me, Divine Queen, shout out to Crystal Reese and her husband, Kelvin Reese. When we were in North Carolina at one of the Tyro seminars, we went out to the Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot.
And, you know, I have one of those advanced heaven godly palates where I could taste something and I can mirror the same thing at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been doing. I got a big old pot. I got a big old broth going, and I just boiled a bunch of stuff, and it turned out amazing.
If you haven't been to the Melting Pot, find one.
Find
and
one.
And go there.
And go there.
Enjoy.
You'll spend about $100.
You will, but it'll be worth it.
But it'll be worth it.
It's really
There's
good.
No poverty consciousness here.
Man.
Yeah. We don't do it every week.
No.
We do it every 3 months.
Maybe a little more than that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Sorry, we've had enough chit-chat. Let's get into this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. I'm ready to get this talking going.
Me too, me too.
So today, Sam, like I stated earlier, we're going to be going in on the best-selling book, Amazon best-selling book, Poverty Consciousness, with the guy Chris Huffman, a.k.a. Chris Enlightened. So let's dig into it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been asking, like, well, what is poverty consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give a little feedback on what exactly poverty consciousness is?
Well, poverty consciousness is nothing more than the belief, feeling that you have lack in the world, as if there isn't enough. The world is dark. The old woe is me syndrome. I would if, a bunch of buts, one day, in the future. You know, things like that. When you have that in your paradigm, in your mental psyche, that's poverty consciousness. You know, gods and rich folks or people with wealth consciousness don't see ifs or buts. They just do. And poverty consciousness is you're pretty much second stream in your own reality. It's as if you're watching everyone else play and you're just watching the game go and you're not able to get in because you don't believe you're good enough. That's poverty consciousness.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it about poverty consciousness that appealed to you that made you want to write a book about it?
You know, I was afflicted with poverty consciousness. You know, when I grew up in the hood and in the ghettos in Cincinnati, everyone around me had the poverty consciousness mindset. We all was woe is me. No one's dad was around. There was a lot of poor people, and poverty consciousness afflicts more poor people than wealthy people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like you see a lot of people win the lottery, and then all of a sudden they get $50 million, and within 10 years they're broke. It's because of their consciousness. Money doesn't erase poverty consciousness. Poverty consciousness is nothing more than your mental state. And you can give someone money, but they still have poverty consciousness, and they'll lose it all.
Hmm.
But the reason why I decided to write Poverty Consciousness, because I overcame it. I was once afflicted with it. And when I overcame poverty consciousness, and when I would talk to my older friends, I would smell it on them. And I was like, wow, they have poverty consciousness. And I had to stop hanging around family, some friends, because of it. Mm-hmm. Always bad news, always gossiping, hating on people, you know, always spreading negativity. Negativity is the fuel behind poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're watching negative things, you're saying curse words. I mean, if you're watching negative, whatever you feed your subconsciousness affects your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I created Poverty Consciousness for people to read it and to give them tips and jewels that I've used to overcome poverty consciousness, so they, in turn, can overcome poverty consciousness as well.
Hmm. Now, this isn't your first book. A lot of people think that this is your first book. Your first book, talk a little bit about that.
My first book was The Enlightened Taught, and my first book was a bunch of metaphysical spiritual poems, and it was an experiment. You know, I have my ancestor altar up. And I have Tahuti on there, Taught or Dejanti or Abraxas. And I realized that I was able to sync my consciousness up with them. And I used to write poetry years ago, you know, back when me and Divine Queen first hooked up. I used to titillate her mind with my poetry. She's laughing because she's remembering how much she was titillated.
Now, you know what? I'm thinking about when I can't even remember how it came up, but I remember we were talking about poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a lot of poetry when we were younger as well. And I think I was sharing some of my poetry with you or something. And you were like, I'm a poet also.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't believe it. Uh-huh. And we had a
poetry concept. Off. Yeah. Poetry off.
We had a poetry off. No one was declared the winner because they were both good.
We were both good. I was
good.
Titillated and you were titillated as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just, you know, yeah. The
poetry. I haven't thought about that in a while.
I haven't thought about that in over 24 years.
The poetry.
But what I did was I synced my consciousness up with the deity Taught. And I anointed my forehead and third eye, and I anointed my statues, my bronze statue of Tahuti or Taught third eye, and I sync my consciousness up with them. And I noticed a couple days later, I start getting downloads of all these eloquent words and things like that. It was as if poems were just downloaded into my psyche. I'll be in the grocery store and I'm getting all these lines of words. I'm like, wow. In the first few days, I thought I was just tripping. But then when I was in the office, I just started writing them down. And at the end of the week, I realized, man, this poem goes together. It's all in sequence. I mean, different days, different times of the day. And at the end of the week, when I compiled everything I wrote, it all went in line with the same theme. So about 5 or 6 months of these downloads, I talked to my daughter and my wife, and I said, you know what, I'm going to compile these and put it into a book. And although it didn't make the bestsellers list, it did really well on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like it, go out to Amazon. You can type in Christopher Huffman, that's H-U-F-F man, or you can type in The Enlightened Taught, that's the word enlightened, T-H-O-T-H. And you can look up Poverty Consciousness as well.
Now, I recall when you were doing Poverty Consciousness, it was pretty much the similar thing. Let's back up. I remember before you even said you were going to write Poverty Consciousness, you were always talking about poverty consciousness.
I was.
We watched an old video. How long ago was it?
Old video of me or what?
Yeah, it was a video of all of us. And it was probably over a year, maybe 2 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, we were.
And
yeah.
You were talking about poverty consciousness.
Yeah.
And we just busted out laughing because we were like, wow, you were talking about poverty consciousness even before you even thought about writing poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's always kind of been something that you were battling with, because I remember seeing you transition out of that stage. You know, I remember when we first met and your background and how you grew up, and I remember
I was worried a lot.
You were worried a lot.
I was always asking, well, do you think I'm good enough? You think I'll be able to make it in college? You think I'm going to be a good enough man for somebody one day? Do you think I was always, I was unsure of myself.
Yeah.
I was not the God you hear and see today. I transformed my life. But with poverty consciousness, I realized that whatever it is that you want to create in this dimension, you have to give it a consciousness in the ether first. So I was telling everybody about poverty consciousness, and I was doing that to create a collective consciousness, believing in the thought of me creating poverty consciousness. So I used everyone else's consciousness to fuel poverty consciousness, to streamline it from the ethers into this reality. I realized that whenever you think of something, an atom is created. So when I first thought of poverty consciousness, I created poverty consciousness. It was like a bubble in the ether. So to pull it out of there, I just couldn't think about it and it just manifest. I had to tie an emotion to it. So I started loving the thought of poverty consciousness and me writing a book. Once I got everyone else to believe that I was writing a book, I then put action in this reality to write poverty consciousness. And it literally just flowed out of me. A lot of people get writer's block. That's when they're thinking too much. When you know something, you don't really need to think because you know it. Just it should just flow out of you. And I remember my good friend Ali Myers told me that never talk about or never write about something you don't know. So that was my like my cheat code to me writing my books. Write about what you know. Everything in the book was in my own brain. I didn't have to go out and really research much because I was already in me. So I just put my consciousness on paper. And I have to say, everyone that's read the book, they look at me different. They look at me as this this big physical warrior-like specimen, and I'm really silly. But when you read my words, you read my spiritual vernacular on paper, you get a different sense of who I really am. All this is an act. It's me. You know what
it's
I mean?
A mask.
It's a mask. I can wear a lot of masks, but I developed these masks from growing up in the hood. You had to be whatever you had to be at any given time. Sometimes you had to be hard. Sometimes you had to be soft. Sometimes you had to be quiet. At work, I'm one way. At home, I'm one way. On Twin Flame Radio, I'm another way.
All right. You're so silly.
I am.
So let's take it out of your realm and put it into the people who are reading the book or who will read the book. How does one recognize that they are being affected by poverty consciousness?
The best way to know that you're afflicted with poverty consciousness, if you're always thinking that I can't, or maybe one day, or I don't know if I can, or if you're doubting yourself a lot, if you feel there's no way out, you feel as if you're not winning, things like that, that's poverty consciousness. I'm always winning. I actually say winning every day at least 500 times.
If you said five, I was going to say 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You say it all the time. You have us saying it all
I have
time.
Everyone. People everyone say, hey, Chris, it. Winning. Because by when you say winning, subconsciously you see someone running a race first in the finish line. You don't think when you say winning, you don't think of the last person that the camera cuts off and you never see.
You know, it makes me think of that commercial where it was like, you never hear anyone saying, we're number two.
We're number two. You never hear that. You want to be winning in all facets of your life. If you're not, if you don't feel as if you're winning, that's poverty consciousness. Even when you have a what you may feel a losing moment or something that's challenging, don't think of it in the poverty with a poverty mindset. Give thanks for those challenges, for overcoming those challenges the next time they're presented to you. Even when you're not winning, if you come in second place, mimic people that are winning. You know what I mean? But the best way to know that you're afflicted with poverty consciousness is to ask yourself, am I winning? If you feel as if you're not, you're more likely to have poverty consciousness. If you're saying a bunch of buts, if one day, maybe, I don't know. That looks great. That mansion looks amazing, but I don't think I can attain that. That's poverty consciousness. I want everyone listening and will be listening in the future to start having dreams of grandeur. Dream way so far outside the box that it seems as if it's unfathomable to you, but try it anyway. Like, I think about riding around in Bentleys. I think about this 9-bedroom home. So even if I don't obtain that 9-bedroom home, I'll get a 4 or 5-bedroom home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Pretty much like that, family.
You know, I didn't realize. I remember some years back thinking that we were doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize that we were poverty stricken. Because we often did a lot of one day, we'll have that, can't wait till that day come, can't do it now, but ooh, in the future, you know. And it was so many things that we wanted to do. We were just talking the other day about, why didn't we start traveling earlier? Mm. And we always told ourselves that we couldn't. We had to wait. We had to do it later. We had to make sure we were comfortable. We had to make sure our daughter was taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of cursed ourselves.
We did. We always told ourselves that once our daughter became 18, we were going to start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And when she became 18, we started winning. So we start thinking like, wait a minute. We should have started thinking about winning when she was born.
Exactly.
We wasted a lot of time. But we had to go through that to realize that, oh, we have poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now we win every day. I don't wait on anything. And the thing about wealth consciousness that I want people to realize is, it's not about money. Money is just one facet of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have wealth consciousness in relationships, health.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every aspect of your life you want to be wealthy in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, make it so. When we go, when we travel, we don't think about, oh, how we're going to get this money. We don't think about that. We think about where we're going and where we're staying. We don't worry about the money because when you see it in your mind, money finds you.
Mm-hmm.
Money finds you. And all the services that we do for people, we're getting paid. And it's the Spirit is literally blessing us to the Spirit. You want to create avenues for the Spirit to bless you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to create pockets of like areas so the Spirit can lead people to bless you with all the work you've done.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've done is I've eliminated my poverty consciousness by helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you help people, you show the universe that I have abundance and I have so much that I'm willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, the universe in turn will give you more.
Mm-hmm.
The more I help people, the more I get. That was, I have a sister, shout out to Liddy. Her son turned 9 a couple months ago. And I gave him $20 for his birthday. His eyes lit up. And I don't just be throwing around 20s like that. You know what I mean? But I felt like it. I said, you know what? I got some extra cash. My PayPal's on fleek right now. Let me bless this little brother.
Mm-hmm.
The next day at work, we had a meeting, and I won $20. The next day. I've been at my job 15 years. They've never given out money. They've never given out money.
They sure haven't.
They were like, Chris, you won the grand prize. I said, well, what's the grand prize? And, leave early? They was like, no, $20. And I just said in my mind, thank you, Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. I help people all the time now. I'll be looking for people to help. Like, should I help them? Oh, they look like they need some help. And I help them. A few days later, I get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are winning.
So let's go into some tips on how the family can overcome poverty consciousness.
The first thing I suggest people do is to forgive yourself. Look yourself in the eye in the mirror and forgive yourself for not believing that you should have everything you want. Because wherever you are in this reality is because you believe you should be there. If you're homeless, if you're working 2 jobs, you're there because that's in your paradigm. That's where you put yourself there. So I want people to start putting themselves in winning situations. See it in your mind. If you're saying you're bored, you're losing. If anyone listening right now, if they're saying, man, I'm so bored, you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
There should never be a moment in time where you're bored. I don't get bored. When I've accomplished everything, I've been overproductive and I need a break, I don't break. I rest my body, but I don't rest my mind. I sit there and I daydream. I daydream about winning. I daydream about my next projects. I daydream about how I'm going to help people. I literally see myself not in the future. I look at myself right now, what I got on, and I see myself with what I have on right now winning, because that's the present tense. You know, time is tricky. Time doesn't exist, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep saying, you know, in the future, I'm going to do this, the future will never come.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be winning right now. You want to be wealthy right now. Start talking about things you want in the present tense and give thanks and forget about it. Because when you have a doubt about whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you're going to put a wrench and a block on a spirit blessing you.
You know, I think that people, unfortunately, have been conditioned to think that accumulating money is not a blessing.
Mm.
I think that we need to get past the point of, we need to know that it's okay to have money. It's okay to want money. It's
mm-hmm.
okay to want nice things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay to want a better lifestyle. Some people will say, well, I'd rather have a rich mind than a rich, you know, life. Why can't you have it all?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I say?
What?
You fool. You fool. I'm getting my reward right now. We come here to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
We come here to have it all.
Mm-hmm.
We come here to win. If you're not winning, you're going to come back and you're going to get another shot. Stop rolling the dice. The time is now. Do it right now, not later. The thing is this, family, we're all blessed with two genius ideals every day to change our current financial circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We literally have a reservoir of wealth waiting for us to tap into it. Everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to believe it's there. You have to believe it's there. Don't sit there on the couch and, I'm going to manifest this and don't do anything. That's not how manifestation works. You have to see it. You have to apply an emotion to it. And then you have to act on it. And then you have to act on it daily. It's not like, oh, you do something once. Oh, I'm good. Here comes this money. No. It's like walking up steps. You don't just hop up 40 steps in one step. You take little bitty steps. Some people take two. Some guys like me take three and four sometimes if I'm trying to show off. But you have to do it incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wrote my book, Poverty Consciousness, I didn't say I'm going to write this book from start to finish. I was all over the place writing that book. You know what I mean? I started out with power and blessing others because that's what I was good at. Blessing people. I have been doing stuff for people for years for free until S. I. Lee Myers came in my life and was like, man, charge him. And I was like, oh, no. But he was like, no. Charge him. That's the best way to get thanks
mm-hmm.
for someone to compensate you for your time and your efforts. Thank you is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Hit my PayPal. That's meaningful to me. And if you're somebody who's blessed with a lot of money and you want to help people, that's fine. But what greater way to say thank you by giving someone something tangible that can help them out too? A thank you is just some words. It's just some tones. It's just breath. Give me some cash, that helps me create more cash flow. You know what I mean?
I believe that when people get things for free, when they don't work for something and they get something, they don't value it as much.
That's real.
But when you pay for something, when you put your heart or earn money into something, then you're more likely to dive into it and appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm. Most people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you give me something, I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
But most folks, you give them something free, they'll put it to the side and collect dust. And one day they may pick it up or not. You know, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, our spiritual master, advisor, father, he creates books that are in the thousands. You pay $1,000 for something, you best believe you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Pay $10,000 for a car and just let it sit and rust. You won't do that.
No.
pay $3,000 for one of these spiritual tools and you're going to use it. We have a whole bunch of spiritual tools that helped our consciousness expand, and it's changed us. The best thing you can do for yourself to eliminate poverty consciousness is to expand your consciousness by investing in your spirituality. When you invest in your spirituality, you're showing the gods that you're serious about evolving and growing. And when you evolve and grow, you create like new ways to create money and generate income and help people. That's what it's all about. You know, there was a rap group out back in the day called Poor Righteous Teachers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they ever made money because of their name.
Right.
You know what I mean? They should have been wealthy winning teachers, and everyone probably would have heard of them. So you really got to be mindful of the words you choose. And if you're cussing, hey, I used to be an authority on cursing. In my environment where I grew up at, if you were a good cursor, it was just as good as being a great fighter. But cursing puts a block on your blessings. It literally blocks your blessings, family, because cursing isn't positivity. No one says F you in a great way. You know what I mean? You know? So stop cursing. Watch what you watch on TV. Be mindful of your thoughts. If someone's making you mad, or they do something stupid like cut you off in the road, don't curse at them. Smile and say, wow, I'm glad I'm winning. That's what I do. When someone's upset, I look at them and I look at my wife and say, wow, aren't you glad we're winning?
Yes.
I hold the door for people. Even if they don't say thank you,
we laugh
because we know we're winning and they're not. And what we're doing is showing the universe that we're ready to evolve and win, whether whomever we're doing it for is or not. We don't do it for other people. We do it because we're selfish. Mm-hmm. We want to win. Mm-hmm. If you're in the way, you may experience our great nature, but us helping you out is helping us win in return.
So I just want to remind the family, I saw some hands come up, but they went back down. If you do want to come through and ask some questions or just make any comments, you can hit the number one and that will bring you on the line. And if you're in the chat room and you want to come through and ask a question or just make a comment, again, the phone number is 619-924-0835. And I also want to say wow to all the people that have called in. Thank you.
Yeah, we're lit up. For us not to be on for 5 weeks and we have like 20 people right now.
Yeah.
That's huge. I just want to say thank you guys. Thank all of you. I appreciate you all.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So back to this wonderful book.
Mm.
So I've read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even before I read the book, I lived the book. Mm. But I read the book.
You
and
felt
I'm,
the book.
I felt the book. Yay. But I did learn from it, but, you know, because I already lived it, I already knew a lot about it, but even the things that I knew, the way that it was delivered in a way where, you know how, like, on Christmas, you have an idea, you know what you're getting, and you know what's in the box, mm-hmm. but you're still just as happy to open mm-hmm. it up and see
anxious,
what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I felt with this book.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote the book. When I was writing the book, I was thinking about how it was going to be received.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want the book to be a book where you read and it hit you later. I wanted the book to resonate with your soul. Mm-hmm. I was writing so when you read these words, it would resonate with your soul and it would stick to you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have the reader hear my voice as I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it in such a tone that it's an easy read.
It is an easy read. That's what I was about to say. It was really put together really well. And I'm not just saying that because I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. It was put together very well. There was some call to actions and exercises
yeah.
that were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person where I like being given things to do. I
right.
like to see if you tell me that I can win at doing something, or you tell me that I'll benefit at doing something, and then you tell me what to do, I will try it out to see if it works.
You know, I've read a lot of books, and they talk about how they're winning, but they didn't give me any clues how to win.
Right.
So I wanted to put things in my book that were tangible, that anyone can do easy.
Mm-hmm.
helping people, learning mantras, saying them, memorizing them, going out in the sun, meditating, all the things that I've done to win, I'm just sharing. Mm-hmm. And it's some people find it challenging to invest financially in things. I put a bunch of things in a book that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Meditating's free. Going out in the sun and solar gazing is free. Learning mantras is free. Establishing your connection with the sun is free. All it takes is time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I wanted people to understand that whatever your situation is, in order to win, it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some. I have a caller there. So
okay, let's go ahead and take
yeah.
a call. Caller from the 513-917. Peach.
That's my mama. Hey, what's up?
What's good?
Hey, I like the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about it. How did you feel after you read the book?
Poverty consciousness? You know what? I don't even check my bank account no more. I just know I got money in there.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's how you do
that's
it.
Winning.
Right,
that's
winning.
Right. That's winning right there.
Mm-hmm. Can you, did you once have poverty consciousness? There's a lot of noise in the background. I can't.
You know, I'm going to move my mom. There's 10 people here trying to fix the plates.
Okay. That's right. Eh?
Let me go to the choir. Hold on.
Take your time.
I'm on the radio, y'all. Let me talk out loud.
Sounds like a party over here.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. So after reading the book, did you realize that you once had poverty consciousness?
Oh, I already knew that. Yes, I already knew that. But the book just reiterated that to me.
Mm.
And let me say, open my eye.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen you out in the sun yesterday, and it was such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the blink.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. One tip on the blinking, don't worry about it blinking. Just establish your connection with the sun, feel the love, and the blinking will come after the connection you've made with the sun is established. You'll get called outside.
Okay.
You're going to get this feeling to go outside and record, and you'll see it. But it takes time. Give it 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
Every day. Whenever you're driving, you see the sun, it peaks in your peripheral. Turn and say, hey, son. That's what I do every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I never thought to talk to the sun, but that might be something to do.
Definitely talk to it. Now, the best way for the sun to recognize you is to call out your divine name. The sun knows us like the hair on our heads. But the sun also knows our divine selves. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you could say you love Ganesha. So you want to say,
yeah.
I am Ganesha. I am Emma Huffman, son of Odessa. You know what I mean? And the sun will recognize you for the God that you are.
Goddess
you are. And I'm going to send you these solar tablets too that the master gave me. And that's going to help your consciousness filter the sun's rays through to your third eye. It's amazing. I'll send them to you after the show.
All right. I accept, baby. I accept.
Eh?
All right. Peace. Thank you.
Peace and love. That's my mama.
Peace and love, Emma.
All right. Peace and love.
My mama out there winning.
So, you know, one of my favorite tips that were in the book about how to overcome or how to remove poverty from my consciousness was the use of positive affirmations.
Mm.
And that was always a big thing for me because I never realized it until it was brought to my attention some years ago that I spoke very negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say things or I would have a negative attitude. Even when I was joking around, it was in a negative way. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize that I was doing that much damage to myself.
Mm-hmm. Positive affirmations is one of the best way to brainwash your subconscious and your conscious mind along with your ego. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're always saying positive things, you're putting out positive sayings and words to the universe, they start to become you. Whatever you see and say yourself as, that's who you will be. That, what you do most, is that what you do best. Mm-hmm. So if you're always saying positive things, thinking positives, feeling great, that energy is going to come back to you like a boomerang. When you're always saying negative things, always thinking the world is dark and gray, or you have this pessimistic view of reality, you're saying, universe, I want that. So stop saying that. If things aren't going your way, change them. If the people around you are acting crazy, talking negatively, change the people you're around. Mm-hmm. The best way to grow is to be alone. That's mm-hmm. the best way to grow. You don't stick three seeds in the ground together. They won't grow. Mm-hmm. You stick one seed in the ground in darkness, and through the darkness, the seed grows. Everything starts in the darkness. So sometimes you have to start you definitely need to start meditating first, right now. If you've never done it, just sit down and just close your eyes and try not to go to sleep. I have challenges with that, family. I cannot do the lay down meditation.
That's why I'm laughing.
I have challenges with that. So me personally, I have to stand up and meditate. That's just how I roll. Oh, we be meditating and Divine Queen starts to hear.
Uh-huh. Messing up my meditation.
But I'm in the ether.
Yeah, you'll wake up and be like, but I was in the ethers. No, you're in the dream state.
I was in the ether. But there's laughing meditation.
There is.
There's driving.
Laughing meditation.
There's driving meditation. When you're driving, you're like, man, how did I get here? You were meditating. My favorite is eating meditation. When every bite that I take, I'm like, this food is so good. That's eating meditation. There's breathing meditation. There's visualizing meditation. You can scry. There's so many different ways for you to tap into who you are innately inside that it's just ridiculous for you not to be doing it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest keys to evolve. I don't know anyone that's evolved without it.
You know, I think one of the things that, and this is in your book, that people do that they don't realize they do is that they give their power away.
Mm.
They don't realize that they hold so much power, and so therefore they release it.
Mm-hmm.
And other people pick it up and run with it.
That's it. Stop giving your power away to money. And what I mean by that is, if you currently don't have the finances that you need to get whatever you want, don't say you can't get it. See yourself with it anyway, and the money will come. You want to use the law of correspondence in anything you do. When Muhammad Ali used to call out what round he would knock people out in, he would visualize it. And he would visualize it so much that when it was time to fight, he had already seen what round he was going to knock people out in, and that's why they called him the greatest. Because he's going to knock this sucker out in the sixth round in the second minute, and he would do it.
The power of manifestation.
The power of manifestation. Give yourself challenges. If you're real comfortable, nothing's going. You don't do anything winning out of comfort. You want to be challenged. Challenge yourself. Make an astronomical goal. Like, you know what? By the end of this week, I'm going to make $100. Something as simple as that. I do that. Mm-hmm. My first book, I was like, you know what? I'll make $500 this month. Mm-hmm. I made $511. Mm-hmm. The next month, I said, you know what? I'm going to make $1,000. I met my goal. And I keep meeting my goals. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, why did I limit myself at 1,000? Why did I say 10 G's? You feel me? Don't limit yourself. Sometimes when you limit yourself, you limit your blessings. Mm-hmm. Have no limit. No limit, baby. I love that song.
Goodness,
I love
that
song.
Every show.
I do. You know why? Because there ain't no limits, baby.
You know what? I love what Master said on his last show on the Mitch and Kathy show. Great show, by the way.
Ooh, Tuesdays, huh?
Tuesdays, 6 o'clock Eastern. KCAA.
KCAA Radio. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays. I don't know what you're doing on Tuesday, but you need to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But he said, if you fight for your limitations,
you get to keep them.
Mm.
So what that means is, if you say, I want this, but I can't. Well, you can't then.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's
mm-hmm.
so true. I love that. That kind of just like burned into my soul. It was something I already knew, but the way that he delivered it, it was just like, it just sizzled. Like
it sizzled in me, so I had to sizzle it in my book.
We got another caller. Let's take this call. Sorry. Caller from the 301-326. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace. I'm Dasan. I'm calling from Wheaton, Maryland.
How you doing, brother?
Can you hear me? I'm good.
Hey,
I'm
hear
good.
You clear.
Yeah, I spoke to you on the Amaria Tucker's show.
Indeed.
I'm just calling to say thank you for the blessings and you know. It definitely meant something to me to help me prepare me to get more focused and
you're more than
work on my own poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great,
man! Just the fact that you listen to our show and you ask the question, you know what I mean? That's the first step. A lot of people are afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
I'm one of the most helpful people that you'll ever come in contact with. I enjoy helping because there was a time where I didn't have anyone to help me. So when someone thinks that I can help them and I can, it's pretty much done. I'm old school. My word is my bond. You reached out to
me.
I took care of you that day.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean? And that's what I want. I aspire to inspire people to be like me. Well, not like me, but the way I do things. If you say you're going to do something, do it. You know what I mean? We need that more than ever right now, especially in our community.
Right, definitely. I did have a question.
Sure.
Which prayer should I start to learn first? Because you sent me a great deal of them.
I did. I like to overload people.
Yeah, that was dope, though.
You're welcome, brother. But the first prayer that I would suggest in learning is the miracle prayer. That's the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gijalad Yaminka, Tatir Tizara, that one. Because that prayer is a healing prayer. I use it to purify things. Before I eat, I say it. Before I drink water, I say it. If I have a pain, I hold my hand over it, envision my hand, and like a white healing light, and I heal myself and others. I healed my mom from cancer. So that's the best one to learn. Learning that prayer is going to imprint the prayer on your soul.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to evolve you spiritually. This is an ancient prayer.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, maybe that'll help in my Reiki practice, too. So
It will transform your Reiki practice. It's like a shot of espresso. It's going to power pack whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. It'll give you wings.
That's real. Definitely the animal. And it sounds so beautiful.
It's a prayer.
If you learn it, more than likely you learned it in another lifetime. And the more you say it, the more you're going to remember it. You don't have to learn it. You just have to remember it.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. Well, once
definitely.
Again, thank you, brother.
You're
and
more
I'm,
than welcome,
I'm
brother.
I'm pushing, pushing for people to get that book because it's definitely something that especially in our community, that we need to overcome.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just thanks for your support. It means a lot to me. Anything I can help you with, reach out to me. You family now, and I don't let family go.
All right. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. And thank you all both.
You're welcome, brother. Peace and love.
Share on this. Peace and love.
We accept.
Peace and love.
Such a cool brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to me on Facebook. We friends now.
I remember. And I heard him on Amaria's Soul
yeah.
Scribe show. Shout out to Amaria. That was a good show as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Amaria. She brought a lot of good people to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legend.
The legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things he said I thought was really important is that there's a lot of people within the poorer communities that, you know, they need this in their life because they've already condemned themselves.
Yeah.
You see it a lot where generation after generation, it's living through the same hoods, living
mm-hmm.
in the same type of neighborhoods, living the same type of lifestyles, and there's no change.
You know what I decided to do after I had my daughter is I drew a line, a spiritual line in my reality. My great parent, my great grandparents grew in the hood. My grandparents grew in the hood. Both my parents grew up in the hood. I grew up in the hood. When my daughter was here, even though I was financially struggling, I said, you know what? We can live anywhere, but we are not living in a hood. And my daughter has never experienced that hood life.
No,
I drew a line in the spiritual sand, and that's something that we all have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever your parents were, you want to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she better be better than we are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And her children better be better than her.
Mm-hmm.
But the time of us just staying stagnant and accepting the conditions that we were brought into are over. And you have to have attitude with yourself. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps for real.
By your britches.
By your Spanx.
Do people say britches anymore?
Old folks do. Old lady. My grannies used to say britches.
You just said Spanx.
I said that because I knew you was about to say britches.
No, whatever. So we've covered a lot about this book. It's an amazing book. Tell people where they can get this book.
You can go out to Amazon.com and you can type in poverty consciousness. Or you can go out to Amazon.com and type in Christopher Huffman and my books will show up. The Enlightened Taught, that's T-H-O-T-H, and Poverty Consciousness, spelled Poverty Consciousness. There's Google, people.
You're so goofy.
I just want to show the family that it's cool to be silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to be silly.
It's great to be silly.
You don't have to be serious like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. When you're always serious and stern face and everything, you're not happy. And if you're not happy, you're not winning.
You're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Start telling yourself you're winning. You don't have to tell everybody. Just tell yourself. Wake up in the morning, brush them teeth, and say, I'm winning.
And when someone asks you, how you doing today?
Winning.
Say winning.
That's what I say. How you doing? Winning. And when I say that, they laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh when they laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be serious. What are you doing, Chris? Winning? It's a closed-ended statement.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of winning, what do you think about? Someone in first place.
Mm-hmm.
So start doing that. If you don't want to say winning, create your own positive affirmation.
But don't stick to something that's mediocre or average.
I'm okay.
Like a lot of people say, okay, I'm good. You know, you want to do better than good.
Yeah.
When I make my posts, you know, people always say, why do you always say great day or great morning? Because it is a great day.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great morning. Good day is average.
Mm-hmm.
Great day is great.
Oh, yeah. I remember when shout out to the late, great Biggie Smalls. I remember when he was like, and it feels stupendous. I was like, wow, what is stupendous?
Mm-hmm.
Internet wasn't out yet. I had to go look it up in a dictionary. And I was like, whoa, that what stupendous means? Okay.
Yeah, it's like he thought of one of the highest level words. You know, what's better than stupendous?
Stupendous-er.
Super stupendous.
Stupendous on crack.
Stupendous.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Stupendous. right. Sorry, family. But this is what we do to induce joy.
Yes.
When you smell, endorphins in your brain, like, go wild.
Mm-hmm.
When you're feeling bad, start smiling. Just start smiling. And just start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh more. You know, I make it a point to have daily rules. Well, daily goals. You know, my daily goals, every day, is to hold a door open for one man and one woman, to smile at a stranger, to compliment a man and a woman, and to win.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, those are my goals. They're simple. Doesn't cost me anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I get paid, my goal is to help people.
Mm-hmm.
When I have services, once or twice a month, I help people. I give people discounts. I let the Spirit tell me who to help.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just help any random person. Oh, I'm broke right now. They're not getting helped. They have poverty consciousness. You know what I mean? Help people, help people, help people, help people. That's the key to winning.
Mm-hmm.
If we're running a race and I see someone behind me fall and they were trying real hard, I may go back and pick them up and we win together. So the next time we're racing, they'll remember that. And they may help me, you know?
Sounds like a recipe for success.
It is.
Well, family, we're going to go ahead and bring the show to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Before we close out, again, you want to tell them where to find the book?
Again, you can find the book at Amazon.com. Look up the word poverty consciousness and look up The Enlightened Thoth, or simply look up Christopher Huffman. And you'll find my works of art there.
And family, we will be back next Sunday evening for a new live show of Twin Flame Radio.
We're going to do a relationship show next week.
We are going to do a relationship show. We've been getting a lot of people
mm-hmm.
reaching out to us wanting to know about what about spiritual people and mm-hmm. who want to date and spiritual relationships.
We're going to teach people how to make babies.
That's going to be a good show.
A great show.
Put the kitties away.
No,
but seriously, we're going to have a great show. If everything goes as planned, we're going to have a little surprise. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But tune in next Sunday evening, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, our new time, 6 o'clock. And we are at blogtalk.com/twinflameradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
So until then, family.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. And win.
Win.